30 seconds. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you to the California State Senate Governance and Finance Committee. We're going to be calling the meeting to order. We welcome you to our first Assembly Bill hearing. Ladies and gentlemen of committee and to those who are watching online and here in the chambers, we have 12 total bills that are going to be in front of us today. 11 will be on consent. We will be having discussion and debate on item number one, AB 271, Assemblymember Rivas, in just a few moments. We'll be asking, once we establish a quorum, for a motion on items 2 through 12, which will be our consent calendar today. Before we get started, though, let's establish that quorum, then we'll ask for a motion on our consent calendar. Mr. Grinnell, good morning. If you can please call the roll.
Senator McGuire.
Here.
McGuire, present. Senator Nielsen.
Here.
Nielsen, present. Senator Durazo.
Here.
Durazo, present. Senator Hertzberg. Senator Wiener.
Present.
Wiener, present. You have a quorum.
Quorum has been established. Four members are present. We would like to be able to see if there is a motion on our consent calendar. We have a motion by Senator Wiener on the consent calendar. Mr. Grinnell, can you please call the roll?
Motion is to adopt the consent calendar. Senator McGuire.
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Senator Nielsen.
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Senator Durazo.
Aye.
Durazo, aye. Senator Hertzberg. Senator Wiener. Wiener, aye.
Consent calendar is currently a 4-0 vote. We're going to keep the consent calendar on call to allow the majority leader to be able to add on. Ladies and gentlemen, we do want to welcome Itzel Vargas. Ms. Vargas is the new kind of, not really, committee assistant. Ms. Vargas started here during the pandemic. This is her first meeting in person. I'm going to have Ms. Vargas stand for a moment, and we'd like to be able to welcome her to committee and welcome. It's her first in-person committee. Ms. Vargas, it's nice to see you. Thank you so much. Yeah, there we go. She's behind the monitor. I promise you she's there, and we are so lucky that she is with the Governance and Finance Committee. Ms. Vargas, we welcome you and so happy that you are on board. We'd like to be able to take a quick look forward for the committee's calendars. Compared to last year, this committee will be seeing a lighter bill load coming over from the Assembly. We expect to see between 50 and 65 total bills that will be hitting our desk between now and July 8th. This committee will be meeting weekly starting today through July 8th. Every Thursday. So 50 to 65 bills that will be in front of us, and we will be meeting every Thursday between now and July 8th. Ladies and gentlemen of the committee, I now would like to be able to have a quick discussion on all issues of our COVID response here in the legislature. In response to the COVID-19 emergency and to protect the public, legislators, and employees, we must limit non-essential gatherings and adhere to social distancing and face covering guidelines. In compliance with those orders today, the Senate has made necessary adjustments to the normal practices in order to ensure that public continues to have access, which we welcome, to the legislative process. We will be taking testimony today here in committee as well as on our teleconference line. We welcome your participation. Here are our conference line toll-free numbers today. If you'd like to participate in today's hearing, please dial 877-226-8152. 877-226-8152. The number and the code is on your screen now. Make sure you type that code in once our AT&T operator picks up. When we move the public comment, you will be prompted by a moderator to dial 1, then 0 for support and opposition. We would like everyone to note to be able to avoid any acoustic feedback, to please mute your device that you are watching and hearing on prior to giving testimony over the phone. In the unlikely event an individual becomes unruly, any individual who is disruptive may be removed from the remote meeting service or here in the hearing room during this legislative hearing. But again, that's the unlikely event. So ladies and gentlemen, We have moved on our consent calendar. We have a quorum. We're now going to be moving on to item number one, our lone item for action today. That's AB 271. Assemblymember Rivas does a fantastic job on behalf of his district. We're grateful that you're in front of committee today. Mr. Rivas, if you'd like to present, we welcome you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Senators. It's great to see everybody. I'd like to thank the committee staff for the consideration and engagement on this important bill for our district and region. And this legislation would authorize the Santa Clara Valley Water District, or Valley Water, to use a best value procurement system in selecting the construction contractor for a major seismic retrofit, a project at Anderson Dam, the Silicon Valley's largest and most critical local water storage project, or a facility.
We have a motion on the floor. We're going to ask, this does enjoy bipartisan support, Mr. Rivas. Mr. Rivas, we're going to give you a 30-second, if you don't mind, just providing us a truncated version of the summary of the bill. And we do have a motion on the floor by Senator Durazo.
Well, I really appreciate the motion and the second. And so I think with that, I think it's best to turn it over to our only witness, which is the Deputy Operating Officer of Valley Water, Chris Hakes.
Thank you so much. We are going to say good morning to our moderator today. We have Chris Hakes on the line. He is the Deputy Operating Officer. Chris, we do have bipartisan support enjoyed in committee here today on AB 271. So we're going to ask for a truncated version of your testimony. Chris, welcome to committee. You are now live.
Chair, members of the committee, my name is Chris Hakes. I serve as the Deputy Operating Officer for Dam Safety and Capital Improvement with Valley Water. I'd like to thank Assemblymember Rivas for offering AB 271 to ensure Valley Water has the flexibility to use best value method of procurement in order to build this critical project and restore the safety of the community and water supply for the 2 million people.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, committee, we may have lost Mr. Hakes. We're going to ask our moderator. Moderator, did we lose Mr. Hakes off the line?
Let me look. One moment, please.
Thank you.
I believe I'm still here.
Oh, there we go. Mr. Hakes is back. Mr. Hakes, we welcome you back to committee. Why don't you start? We heard the last words we heard was 2 million folks that you serve. And then if you want to proceed from there, sir, Mr. Hakes.
Basically, it's water supply for 2 million people of Santa Clara County, and Valley Water urges your aye vote on AB 271. Thank you.
Mr. Hakes, thank you so much for your patience with us this morning. We're grateful that you're with us. So, ladies and gentlemen, what we'd like to be able to do now is to be able to check in on all issues of support as well as opposition. We're going to start right here in the chambers to see if there's anyone who would like to be able to speak in support of AB 271. Hearing and seeing no one, we are now going to go to our overflow room to be able to see if there's anyone that would like to be able to speak in support. Hearing and seeing no one, we're now going to be going to our live teleconference line. Mr. Moderator, if you could please queue up any individual who would like to be able to speak in support of AB 271 now.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If you would like to show support for AB 271, please press 1 followed by the 0 at this time. AT&T operator will give your line number offline and then place you back into the queue. Again, to show support for AB 271, please press 1 followed by 0.
All right.
Chair, we do have a participant queuing up. One moment.
Sure thing. As individuals are queuing up, we want to remind folks, if you'd like to participate in today's hearing, the phone number toll-free is 877-226-8152. The code to be able to participate is 818-2817. All right, Mr. Moderator, let's hear from our first witness in support.
We will go to line 13. Please go ahead.
Hey, good morning. This is Tyler Munting on behalf of the American Council of Engineering Companies and Strong Support. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for calling in today, Tyler. We're grateful. Let's go to our next caller, Mr. Moderator.
Again, if you would like to express support for AB 271, please press 1-0. Mr. Chair, nobody else is queuing up.
All right, Mr. Moderator, we'll be right back with you to check in on all issues of opposition. We're now going to be going to those who would wish to speak and who are opposed to the bill. We have three different steps to be able to speak in opposition. We're going to start here in the chambers. We do not have anyone in the chambers standing to speak in opposition. We're now going to go to our overflow room. No love in our overflow room. So we are now going to be going back to our moderator and check our toll-free teleconference line. Mr. Moderator, if you could please queue up all individuals in opposition. We're looking for opposition of AB 271 now.
Take this opportunity to show opposition for AB 271. Please press 10 at this time. 10 to show opposition for AB 271. And one moment, Mr. Chair, we do have one queuing up.
Thank you so much.
And for everybody else, please press 10 to show opposition, and an operator will give you your line number. And we will go to line 14. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. I'm Richard Markison on behalf of the Western Electrical Contractors Association and the Plumbing, Heating, Cooling Contractors of California. Neither organization opposes best value, but they do object to the provisions in AB 271 that treat skilled and trained workforce requirements in a disparate manner if there is a project labor agreement imposed on the project. Furthermore, we have suggested that the committee adopt amendments similar to the language that's in SB 419 that creates a good faith exemption from the skilled and trained workforce provisions so that contractors who are struggling to meet that graduation requirement have an option and the project can proceed. Thank you very much.
Mr. Markson, thank you so much for calling in. We allowed Mr. Markson to be able to go past our typical just because we didn't have a key witness in opposition. Mr. Markson, thank you so much for calling in today and for providing your perspective. We're really grateful, sir. Mr. Moderator, let's go to our next caller, please. Opposition, AB 271.
Please press 10 to express opposition for AB 271. Mr. Chair, nobody else is queuing up at this time.
Mr. Moderator, it's going to be a quick meeting today. Thank you so much. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. We're going to be bringing it back to committee. We do have a motion on the floor by Senator Durazzo. We'd like to be able to see if there are any questions or comments from committee. Questions or comments from committee? Hearing, seeing none. Senator Rivas, would you like to close, please?
Well, I really appreciate, again, the consideration for this legislation, and just want to thank you, Mr. Chair, and the committee. So respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Your pleasure to work with, sir. Thank you so much for all your hard work. Let's call the roll. Mr. Grinnell.
The motion is do pass, but first be re-referred to the Committee on Appropriations. Senator McGuire.
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Senator Nielsen.
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Senator Durazzo.
Aye.
Durazzo, aye. Senator Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Senator Wiener.
Aye.
Wiener, aye.
5-0 vote, ladies and gentlemen, bipartisan, 5-0 vote. That bill is out. We're closing the roll. Thank you so much. Good to see you, Mr. Rivas. Safe travels home. Thank you to the committee. We're going to add Majority Leader Hertzberg onto our consent calendar. It currently enjoys a 4-0 vote. Mr. Grinnell, can you please call the absent members?
Senator Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye.
That's, I vote by the majority leader, 5-0, 5-0 vote for those 11 items on our consent calendar. The consent calendar has now been completed and is out, and we're going to close the roll. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will see you back here next Thursday for another Governance and Finance Committee meeting. Thank you so much. And to Ms. Vargas, welcome again. Mr. Grinnell, thank you so much. The meeting is adjourned.